surprise because
better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Bloomberg just announced, yes. Officially, we kind of knew, but he's officially announced. What do you think?
I like Bloomberg. He's an adult. He's a grown-up. We just have to get over the hump into calm waters. And so, to me, Bloomberg might be the one.
I offer the leadership to turn plans into reality, to motivate our country. I'm ready to get to work, so let's get it on.
Ooh, look at Mr. Excitement.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And what he believes, and this is the arrogance of billionaires. Hey, I can run for president because I'm worth $55 billion. And I think that is precisely one of the factors that is undermining American democracy.
Sounds like somebody's jealous.
Well, God love you. You got the right candidate in Bernie. You got the right one. Well, and Elizabeth, or whomever you have.
I know this is going to sound a little strange, Kenna. I don't want to be president.
I mean, you guys aren't even trying anymore, are you?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Devin Nunes was actually the one that was meeting with all of these Ukrainians. Sorry, CNN, it's totally false. This is the mother of all fake news stories. And this is the only way we're going to be able to get retribution and get and be able to seek fairness and transparency in the media is by holding them accountable.
Unchained and unstoppable.
In any event, I expect this pardon will be a very popular one with the media. After all, turkeys are closely related to vultures. I don't know if I like that line, but there is a little truth to it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr. Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Did MSNBC and CNN carry the turkey pardoning? I know they used to carry it when Obama did it. Because one day I was down in Florida, and I was sitting in the studio, and I just kept sitting there. I was doing a TV live shot for, I guess, Fox, and they just kept going with Obama. So actually, it was one of the few times I was ever amused by Obama, because he was funny that day. I don't think he was ad-libbing, because I don't think he could ad-lib, but someone had written him some good material. So the reason I'm asking the question is, I didn't know this yesterday, but apparently CNN and MSNBC did not telecast the Conan the Wonder Dog ceremony at the White House yesterday. They didn't want
a beautiful dog, a talented dog.
That's why. They didn't want Trump to get any glory off of being with the beautiful dog, the wonder dog. And it, just as I predicted, not that it was hard to predict, they were criticizing him for having the dog there. And let's see here.
Well, Howie, it probably did make Bread and Butter a little nervous if they had to pass Conan in the hallway.
Right. Let's see. He's... this is somebody saying he clearly can't remember the name of the breed or other details. I'm sure he remembers the name. He's like me. I could type it out, but I don't know how to pronounce Malinois or
Malinois.
Malinois. That was the problem.
Yeah, he didn't want to make a.
If it was a German Shepherd, he would have identified the breed or a pug or a Shetland Sheepdog.
Right, but if he had said German Shepherd and it's a Belgian Malinois, he would have been accused of misbreeding.
Yeah,
I mean, it's tough enough. They have trouble identifying the gender of the dog.
But
right?
Again, the damn dog looks like a German Shepherd. Why did he just say it's a German? He could have just said it's a German Shepherd from Belgium.
Trump accused of lying about dog breed.
Here's one. Here's another tweet from something called Raw Story. Trump threatens to sick army dog on reporters during bizarre presentation. If you open your mouth, you will be attacked. Oh, boy. And here's another one. Watch how Trump continually keeps his distance from Conan the dog while Pence is perfectly comfortable next to him. That's the way they walked out.
Right now, probably the world's most famous dog. I don't think I have to use the word probably. And Conan is a
incredible. It's an incredible story. I learned a lot about this particular type of dog, and it's trained that if you open your mouth, you will be attacked.
So if Trump had come out for the ceremony and Pence had been next to the dog and he had pushed the vice president aside so that he could be next to Conan, they would have attacked him for that. But because he didn't push Pence aside and Conan was next to Pence, then he gets criticized too.
I wonder if that Trump will be accused of like breed racism or speciesism because he touched the turkey today, but he refused to touch the dog yesterday. The turkey was white. The dog was a darker color. I don't know.
It was a Belgian Malinois of color. Comedian Frank Boyle said that Conan did not deserve to be awarded, pointing out that two children died during the Al Bugatti raid. It's not like Conan ripped out their throats. Their father detonated a suicide vest and killed them. What did Conan almost got killed in the attack?
Howie, Trump honoring Conan though is the best kind of press because his base loves it. They love those kind of jokes where he says, you know, Conan's going to attack the media if they open their mouths. They know he's joking. They get a sense of humor.
I know.
But on the other hand, the media goes crazy. They feed
and
right into it.
That's even more amusing. I mean, that's why I'm talking. That's why we're talking about it today because it's so funny how crazy
the media
went.
He's such a good troll with the media. Like he knows how to do things that aren't going to affect anyone in his base, but are going to show how insane they are.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. And so now let's go to the turkeys. And, you know, my only disappointment is that one of the turkeys was not named Hunter. And maybe the other turkey should have been named Burisma. Joe's too common of a name, but Hunter and Burisma, those would have been good names for the two turkeys. But they were named Bread and Butter, right? Bread and Butter. They were from North Carolina turkeys. So let's have Trump introduce them. Cut 22. Okay.
Tradition, today I will issue a pardon to a pair of very handsome birds, Butter, and his alternate Bread. That's true. Look at you. Their names were chosen by the students of Harold's Christian Academy in North Carolina, great state. Bread and Butter were raised in Tar Heel State by farmer Welly Jackson, who's here with us with his wife, Tara.
They were picked by Christians. Their names were picked by Christians. How dare you, Mr. President? Cut 23.
Thankfully, Bread and Butter have been specially raised by the Jacksons to remain calm under any condition, which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday.
And now it gets better. It gets better. Cut 24.
It seems the Democrats are accusing me of being too soft on turkey. But Bread and Butter, I should note that unlike previous witnesses, you and I have actually met. It's very unusual.
Oh, they're going to go crazy again. I can hardly wait to see the tweets. He's making light of the fact that he's about to become the fourth president in U.S. history to be impeached. Okay, so Trump, here's the pardon. Here's the actual pardon. Cut 26.
Butter, I wish you a lot of luck. But I hereby grant you a full and complete pardon.
All right. And he opened the ceremony, the annual pardoning of the turkeys, by pointing out that we have much to be thankful for, not just for our spiritual blessings, but also for our financial statements, shall we say. Cut 20.
And it's always nice to begin by saying the stock market is up again. We just set another record. So we should say that. very substantially up. And I think that's 132 times that we've set a record from the time we got elected on that very great day. But it's good to know a lot of people are very happy.
Yes, I know. I'm certainly happy about that. And Trump, he's going to be in Broward County this evening. He's got a big rally. Some of the people here from Newsmax are already heading down to the event. It's going to be another huge crowd, and then he'll be in Palm Beach for the weekend, the long weekend, I assume, and Mar-a-Lago. And the weather's beautiful down here.
Mar-a-Lago.
We're all very grateful, right, Mr. President? Cut 21.
As we gather this week with loved ones across our beautiful land, we give thanks to God for the many gifts that He has bestowed upon us. Today, we also come together to honor the beautiful feathered friend, the noble turkey.
The noble turkey. The fowl, F-O-W-L, that Benjamin Franklin wanted to make the national bird, not the bald eagle. I think the bald eagle is probably a better choice than the turkey. But the turkey is bread and butter are nice. They are nice birds, I'm sure. All right. 844-500-4242. We'll take a break and then we'll be right back. We'll take a lot of calls today. And this is my last day. I'll be off tomorrow. It'll be Taylor and Grace. I'll be flying to Dallas to visit my daughter Charlotte, and I'm looking forward to it. And I have much to be thankful for, as do we all of us who are in this great country. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Don't miss out on ButcherBox.com's amazing Black Friday deal. Sign up right now and get 8 free steaks plus $20 off your first box by going to ButcherBox.com/Howie. That's butcherbox.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you have a no politics policy at your Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, I'm going to be in Dallas with some of my kids, and then we're going to the Cowboys-Bills game in a box where they provide food and drink. So I'm not going to be with any Moonbats on Thursday. But I guess that was a semi deliberate decision. So yes, I guess I do. Yes, I'll vote yes.
For
on
a lot
one.
Of people, it's like an unspoken rule, right?
Right. I guess it is. Exactly.
All right. So 30% say yes, they do have a strict no politics policy at Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yep.
And 70% are going to get into it with their foolish friends.
I guess if it comes
relatives.
Up, I'd say a lot of families. I know my family, for the most part, is pretty much all pro-Trump. So there's nothing really to squabble about. We have a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah, I'm not going to run into anybody who's an anti-Trump on Thursday. At least not anybody that I'm going to be sitting down with. That's for sure. So I don't think it's going to be a problem.
I know my father-in-law is anti-Trump, but my mother-in-law is very pro-Trump. So, but we get along. We make crack jokes at each other. It doesn't get heated.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that later on in the show. I think there's a lot of people thinking about it. I think there are a lot of people thinking about it. 844-500-4242. By the way. Our usual guy who comes on to discuss saving the turkeys and vegetarianism, et cetera, Bruce is out. Bruce Friedrich is out of the country today, so we're going to have a fill-in for him. And Taylor assures me that this woman has a good sense of humor. I hope so.
I looked at her Twitter page, and she looks like she has a good sense of humor about herself. I assured her that this is all in good fun. This is just good-natured ribbing at each other. It'll be a fun conversation, I hope.
I hope so, too. And, you know,
otherwise, I'm going to end up on the Thanksgiving table.
I got to tell you, you know, that be thankful that you don't live in Anahuac, Texas, because a Texas woman was found dead today after a pre-dawn attack by a group of feral hogs.
Oh, my God.
You didn't hear, but this is the
no.
I listened to Rush on the Dallas radio station. This is the lead story in Texas today, and it's pretty horrific.
We need common sense feral hog control.
Sheriff Brian Hawthorne said that multiple hogs assaulted the 59-year-old woman Christine Rollins when she arrived at work, likely between 6 and 6:30 a.m. when it was still dark outside. The sheriff told reporters, in all my 35 years on the job, I will tell you it's one of the worst things I've ever seen. The medical examiner in Jefferson County determined she was attacked by different hogs. It was a multi-hog attack because of the various size of the bites on her body. Mature feral hogs can weigh between 100 and 400 pounds.
Shortly before the attack, the hogs could be heard saying, "Pig pile!"
How many more, Mr. Speaker? How many more must die before we confront this epidemic of feral hogs? And some people, Mr. Speaker, want us to give up ground pork in our butcher box packages that we get every month. Tasty feral hog. No, it's not feral hog. But it's tasty nonetheless. Good Lord.
857 brings up a good point, Howie. Are you going to be sitting next to Ellen DeGeneres at the game?
No, I'm not. Jay wants to know, whose box are you sitting in Thursday, and how did you get the tickets? My daughter works for a fairly well-to-do businessman down there who's married into a family that owns another NFL team, and they have a lot of good tickets. I don't think I'm up in one of the ultimate boxes, but I'm in the second tier boxes, which are pretty damn good. And I don't think Ellen's going to stop in at the box. I don't think so. If Ellen stops in there, I will be involved in an argument on Thanksgiving Day. But I'm not planning on that eventuality occurring. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, it's like a pall around, you know, you certain things. It's like living in an abusive household. You feel you don't know what's going to happen next, what crazy thing is going to happen next, what's going to make you say, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, because only like, one angry person gets to say what is real.
Exactly.
The truth is.
Exactly, and the truth is not from him, that's for sure.
Just when I'm starting to look forward to seeing The Irishman, the new movie he's in, De Niro, he says something as stupid as that. That's an abusive household? Record numbers of Americans are employed? Record stock market levels? Record low unemployment rates for most demographic groups?
Howie, I'm getting like you. I'm just thinking to myself, you know, I have a column about this that I just might retweet, get a couple hits.
This is so absurd. I mean, who are they kidding? You know, De Niro, I know he's an actor, and people say, you know, actors are just repeat lines other people wrote, so you don't have to be that smart. But he's at least of semi-above average intelligence, you would think. But he says stuff as dumb as that. Good Lord. I still want to see the movie, though.
Are you going to be able to sit through all 3.5 hours of it at once?
I'm going to watch it on Netflix. Can I just stop it and come back?
Yeah, why would you ruin the experience like that? You got to set aside some, like, half a day to watch this thing.
I don't want. I don't. I'm not going to sit still for anything. I'm not going to sit still for the second coming for 3.5 hours, Taylor. Come on. I'm going to tell you, that's the good thing. That is the good thing about it's playing in Delray Beach, but I never even dreamed of driving down to see it and sitting in a cramped seat for 3.5 hours. That's just not happening. I don't know. I think it's good. I'm looking forward to it. I read the book. It was a very interesting book. The book was called "You Paint Houses" or something like that. It was very interesting. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Someone says Texas Johnny says hogs. Another reason I carry a gun. Wow. They were saying that it's a big problem. I heard somebody on the newscast on the Dallas radio station say that half of the feral hogs in America live in Texas. It's out of control. You know, I don't think feral hogs ever used to be a problem in Texas, just like alligators never used to be a problem down here, because they were all, you know, everybody had a gun. And if they came out of the canal, they'd get shot. You know, now there are a lot fewer people have guns, and they have these laws against killing alligators, crocodiles for sure, and I think alligators too. So you have this problem, and in Massachusetts you have wild turkeys and fisher cats and moose. Maine, you have bears, all these wild animals. I mean, it's fun to have a few wild animals around. But
the problem in Texas is so bad, they're actually shooting them from helicopters.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, you just looked that up?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Wow. It says Texas, someone else texted, Texas pays a $5 per hog bounty. There's no bag limit, no season limitations, and no time of the day restrictions. That's got to be a big problem.
$5. So that doesn't cover the cost of ammo.
Yeah, but it's fun.
That's true.
plus, you get a lot of meat. They must be selling a lot of smokers. Texas barbecue must be very reasonably priced these days. 617, that situation in Texas lends new meaning to the phrase bored to death. Get it? Bored? B-O-A-R-E-D.
Ha, 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 ha.
Very good. 844-500-4242, 978. De Niro would know something about being abusive. Look how he yelled at his assistant over parking. That's an excellent observation, too. Has Donald Trump ever yelled at anybody over a parking space? I don't think so. Even when I know he's the president now and he doesn't have to worry, but back in the old days, I mean, he used to like to drive around. He had two cars at Mar-a-Lago, and he would always be driving around Palm Beach. It's a nice place to drive in, incidentally. 844-500-4242. Uber Jason says, Howie, I'm like you. My attention span lasts all of 15 minutes when I watch anything. That's why I like you. That's why I like YouTube, he says. Oh, YouTube. Yeah, exactly. No, that's right. I mean, they say only the young people get all their music from YouTube. It's not just the young people. It's everybody. I mean, YouTube is the way to go. 844-500-4242. Kenny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kenny.
Hey, how you doing today, Howie?
Good.
So I understand you're heading over to Dallas this weekend, so I called because I think I talked to you a couple of years ago. So we tried this mass exodus out of Vermont to head down to Dallas. And so far, the only one that's made it is my daughter and my granddaughter and her husband. Now, you had a daughter that went to SMU, right?
Right. This is the one we're visiting. Yeah, she lives down there now.
Okay, well, my daughter lives on Mockingbird right on the other side of 75. They actually use her parking lot when they have games at the stadium. That's how close she is to SMU. It's a nice area. It's a great area.
Oh, it is. It is. Highland Park, that area. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, she lives just east of Highland Park. You got to have big money to live in Highland Park.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. I mean, I don't think There's nothing in there for less than $1 million, I don't think. But
no, it's nice. But I hope you get down there, Kenny. You still got a Republican governor up there. He's holding out against this stupid gas tax that they want to impose on the entire Northeast, all the way down to Virginia. But I think you're living on borrowed time. You know, once Scott is gone, it's going to be it's going to be as bad as Maine. After LePage, you know?
He's a rhino.
But he's holding out. He's holding out on that gas tax. That's more than our rhino governor is doing in Massachusetts, Kenny. Thanks for the call. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Hey, thanks, Howie. Well, you know something? Even with gas taxes, they never fix the roads anyway. So it's a bunch of crap. Every time we get a tax raise, It's only so they can get the pay raises, and we should pass a referendum that says that whenever there's a tax increase, there can't be a pay raise for 5 years, and maybe that'll stop it. But
Arthur, they have really gone off the rail the last few days, haven't they? The legislature, they banned plastic bags. They're going to charge now for paper bags. They banned menthol cigarettes, and they're on the verge of passing this or allowing Baker to pass this gas tax without a vote by either the legislature or by the people. I mean, what do we even need a legislature for if they're not going to even vote on taxes?
Well, you know what? In New Hampshire, they don't pay the legislatures, and they shouldn't pay them here. And all they do is look for some way to intrude in our life. And remember way back when Jerry Williams was after this one legislator who wanted to ban margarine because her husband had a heart attack from butter.
Barbara Hilt. What was it? Was it Barbara Hilt? No, it was somebody. It wasn't Barbara Hilt. She was Tokyo Rose. She wanted to apologize to Japan. It was somebody. It was from Framingham, I think her name. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. And they haven't. And they've just gotten worse. It's absolutely outrageous. Every accident I've ever had in a car with coffee and cups was always paper cups and plastic and paper bags. That's every time it exploded.
thanks for the call, Arthur. 617 says there's a company now in Texas called Pork Choppers. You can rent an AR-15 and they take you up in a chopper to hunt hogs.
Pork Choppers, that's great.
You know, Bernie Sanders hates capitalism. I mean, is there anything that smart that happens in a socialist country? You know, that is just such a great idea that somebody would come up with. 844-500-4242. My daughter went to Austin this past March for spring break and went to a barbecue that was $7 all you could eat or drink. Now I know why. Yeah, pork must be pretty damn cheap down there. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara. You there, Barbara? Barbara. I think we lost Barbara.
Hello?
You there, Barbara?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Howie, when I was in high school, I was riding bareback with my friend in Mississippi by the bayou, and we were chased by about 10 feral hogs and almost got killed. So bring your gun, and we need... They're shooting them all over Texas. It's horrible. They're like rats. They multiply. It's unbelievable. I would have won the Kentucky Derby. I've never ridden so fast in my life.
Barbara, you were riding bareback? I mean, I've seen people ride bareback in movies, but I've never talked to anybody who rode bareback. What happened to your saddle?
Oh, we didn't have saddles. This was in the backcountry in Mississippi, and there were alligator guards there, and they ate all the heads off the baby goats.
Good Lord.
This is America, Howie. We need guns.
I know. No wonder people were moving out of Mississippi. Alligators, feral hogs, no saddles to ride horses with. Barbara, you were...
And it's humid as hell down there. About 100 degrees all the time.
I bet you had snakes, too, right? Poisonous snakes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Everything.
Thanks for the call, Barbara. 508, another animal that didn't used to be a problem, sharks. Yeah. They, you know what? All you would need would be a couple of years of a seal hunting seasons in on Cape Cod, and again there would be no shark problem, but they can't do that, just like they can't go after the alligators here in Florida. But fortunately, if you live in Texas, they can go after the feral hogs. And I have a feeling, do you think Pork Choppers is going to raise its prices after this horrible attack, getting all this play? I wouldn't be surprised. Todd, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Howie. Hope you're enjoying your stay down there. It's actually a pretty nice day up here, though. Hey, I'm here to help you out with your new book you must be writing about the Dresden jewelry heist. Did you read in the papers today that the guards saw the robbery going down and called the police and waited for police to come because they were unarmed? Did you see that?
No, I did not see that. Well, I don't think the guards at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston were armed either, except with maybe some marijuana cigarettes, you know?
That's ultimately what your gun-free zone looks like. And also, too, this is what when you don't prosecute shoplifting, this is eventually what it becomes.
I see that from an intellectual point of view, at a debating point of view, but you're a long way from $950 to $1 billion, Todd. I didn't read any of the stories. I'm kind of disappointed that Boston no longer has the record. Actually, I looked at the pictures of the jewelry. It was nice stuff. Really nice, and it's gone. I got a feeling they're going to catch those guys. I can't believe they're not going to. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Haverhill, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Texters are saying now that they know that there's a company called Pork Choppers with AR-15s and helicopters. This is now their new vacation destination. Then someone else says, aren't feral hogs just free range pigs? I guess you could say that.
I'm watching some of these pork chopper videos. These are fantastic. What a fun way to spend a vacation.
A new cable channel. How about some
this,
YouTube?
Yeah, this is definitely like a new History Channel special. This is great. Like Ice Road Truckers, you got pork choppers.
All right. Christmas will be here before you know it. Soon you'll need gifts for friends and family. Don't go to the mall. Don't get a gift certificate to Pork Choppers. Go to HowieCarshow.com. Click on store and get one of our amazing Christmas deals. It doesn't involve an AR-15 or a chopper or hogs, but it's great stuff. We have four amazing packages available now. You can finish all your Christmas shopping in one sitting without breaking the bank. Four awesome specials. Each one is only $19.99. Dirty Rat Special Number 1. Three of our books about my books about the mob in Boston. Ratman, Plug Uglies, and Rifleman. The list price for these three books is $59 today on sale, $19.99. Dirty Rat Special Number 2. Ratman, that's about the trial and conviction and murder of Whitey Bulger. And a free Dirty Rats t-shirt, regular price $35, sales price $19.99. The Kennedy Babylon Special, Volumes 1 and 2, A Century of Scandal and Depravity, 600 pages about the Kennedys and pictures you've never seen before. This is a great buy. The regular price $39.98, sales price $19.99. And our most popular of the specials, the Deplorable Special, What Really Happened, Donald Trump's favorite book about the campaign. And because he's tweeted about it three times, that's how we know. With a free, proud to be a deplorable t-shirt, regular list price $34.98, $19.99. Order today. People are ordering multiple specials here, but it's a great deal. HowieCarshow.com. Click on store and get all your Christmas shopping done in one fell swoop. Order multiple packages. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, love the show.
Thank you.
For Maine, just want to let you know, we just saw a nice little article from the news saying about those feral hogs, and they've recently come into Maine. They would like us to report them instead of shoot them. I say shoot them.
Report them? What do they want to report them for? So they can be signed up for an EBT card?
I think so. Mills kills Maine, so.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, someone says Collier County, Florida had a wild boar problem. About 80 running around. A couple of good old boy trappers were hired, and within weeks, no more boar problem. They could get rid of those hogs anywhere with some good old boys. I'm Howie Carr.